Randolph.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You're the first to arrive.
Oh, wow.
Hopefully somebody else will come.
There you
Hello.
Go.
I'm here.
Good evening. The handout today is welcome, Bernice. The handout today can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the last row, second column from the left. It will open up to a landing page for the Tikkuni Zohars. And if you scroll down to our handout, what we're going to be studying tonight is section 7A. And we'll start with L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud to Chabri Tarut, baby, Hilur, Himu, Hilu, Hilur, Himu. Vayakta L'shem Yudhei Bavate, B'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenehu. Asa Pirkei Gavna Da Aleph Vekala Aleph Nekuda Dahu Kegon Cholem Beila Keter Elyon Derakiv Al Yudke Deinun Achma Ubina Kehoshban Chalom Betachat Ragaliv Ega Emase Lebina Hasefet Sapir Chayirik The Damalhut Beharetz Adom Regali Ayahu Tahota Vav Hedehu Hoshbun Harik Behaki Salik Aleph Yudhe Vavhe Yud Vav Yud Beod Rakia Damoda Em Saita Tikola Kalil Shem Yutke Vavke Vihu Kalil Sheet Sipiran Em Saita Tialia Eat Mar Natu Aura Shem Rashihem Mouth Malmala Dealeya Yit Barnote Shemaim Kariya Kegavna Da Aleph Be'em Sa Aleph Note Shemaim Levadi Manate Leya Alit Alkola Levado Yehida Bilan Panena Limeazar Leya Panena Bial Demot Hakasa Demot Kamarea Adam Alav Mal Mara Daihu Yud He Vav He Kalil Tisha Nekudin v'yasa yisara'a Shekinta kalila Nekoho v'kala Aleph dalit Adam bala Aleph akala Ihu amoda De'em saita Ihu Yud hey vav hey deka alil aleph ve'ayhi vayu shema nefarash deka alil aleph ve'akza de'inim rats levach shuv le'achor talita kema rea yesh bait la Saviv, the Dashikinta, the Hakim, Ukmuhu, Rebanan, the Nashamatin, Domin, Kadam, Shakinta, Kanarot, Lifne, Haevoka, Ugin, Da, Kemara, Ish, Beit, La, Vayehi bei shekinta de la ala eish naga ki beiti beit tefila yekara lekol ha'amim vayehi eish beit la mesitra de gabura deyehi Bet Yoma Danina Eat Bari Beya Ke Yehanan Aleph Yoma de Kadamaa Eat Bari Beya Gan Eden the Dach Esed Amuda de Emsaita Kimara Edam Adam Khalil Taraviyahu Vav Leyamun Bina Ach Echad Lev Lishamala Yeheva He Mamara Matani Umeala Umam Raya Matani Vela mate inun tiren shukin tiren aviyayu kishot vinun raviyaa vechameshia vacheset mekamim bedina dialma hadahu dikiv Olam chesed yivana Adon Hashem ha'ila'a At pashatit Ad hod hamishin chatarean Uginda karamaz Ala ra'ita kamaria Esh beit la'uva Shit bereot Shaviya kamareya hakashit hakshit da tzadik yesod olama kemareya tila letata misti mati memtet da haza yechasakel deihu talil kol mareyot Chizu Chamina'a Ken Merea Hanaga Saviv Da Shekinta Tata'a Deit Bar Bae Dekad Kave Mesovev Gavar Uginda Ken Merea Hanaga Saviv Eshnega Hashia ahu mareya demot kevod hashem achma ila'a tamot tila chazay heskel letata vila achma tekad meta ledo amot keter dihu diraga Ashireya Chazima Kitibeya the ara the apo al pene de lach yakil le mas vil ve im mera ot til ta ta ha ki ko shaken the call shaken mera ot alin the safi wrote divareya ko shaken the call shaken mera ot Tis yelut uvaraza diat aleph hashka cholam hirik shorik kegavna da cholam deihu gal gilgal itahach lashit sitrin leali ae Ala Ultata Larava Citrin Itapich Lamina the Sihada Alolat Kala Delit El Ela Achra La Yemina the Alma Itapach Visham Ala the Sihid Ilai Alya Behaki Lekol Sitra Sahid Al HaYehudi Yehudiya Delit Ela Achra Ila Witata Leula Rava Sitrin Haihu Tiuk muhu ma'eri mitnatin kadishetamalai kahu al hashamayim ve'al haaretz ve'al arva ruchot ha'olam vav kalil tilat nakudin ila v'tata ve'em saita Tisahadin v'talit sechedin techotayhu letata alalat alkoladeihu roishon v'yacharin huma biladiv ein elakim Dehu Khalil Sheet the Kudin The Kehushban Vav the Sahadin Al Olat Al Kala Dalit Ela Achara Lashit Sitrin Elahu Hatisha The Kudin the Kalilan Et vav min aleph, et aleph bayi beya. Ishtalimu liasar, uveya kalo azlin, liatar chad ha haka. Raza divanina de yuchus yecheskel. Section 7a. The point of the olive that is like a yud is the sapphire stone, alluding to the higher Keter where yud K, Chachma, and Bina come together. This is the beginning of Ezekiel's vision and the basis for what follows. This vision then is rooted in Malchut, meaning it represents the entire tree, since it is the representation of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. There within Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is Rakia, the central pillar, Zeron Pin, extending like a curtain with the diagonal line of the Aleph. This is the natural or predominant mode of consciousness that extends itself by the specific nature of its being. What are the heavens? They are the myriad worlds, pathways of creation. These pathways suggest the journeys we are making in consciousness that brings forth the idea of the way things work. This idea of returning to the one is central to the thought. There must be a center to every purpose that is brought forth. The center is the divine name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. That is the image of the one that cannot be described. This is the beginning of man, the Aleph that unfolds into all that can be. The Shekhinah acts as a current for the soul. The synagogue on high is the location of a transformer to that current that merges with the soul, showing both the Garden of Eden and Gehinnom. A return to the first day acts to reignite the soul from the center above and below. While this is happening, the permutations of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh flow along this current, transforming it via the Sephirot. It is the building of the world that promoted by the current of the Shekhinah. It takes the intention through the Sephirot up until Hod, revealing 50 gates and their aspects above and below. The awareness transforms the fire in six visions, or Sephirot, from Bina to Hod, forming Zeranpin, that is the building of the world. The seventh of the points of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh alludes to Yesod, or the foundation of the world, whose counterpart below is Memtet, or the vision that is seen by Ezekiel. These visions appear within one another like a mirror that reflects itself over and over again. The image flows below into the lower Shekhinah. The brightness or the Noga of the lower Shekhinah is because it has become imbued with the image above. In this way, it has taken on this image and then seeks to surround the male or the incoming appearance of the image to take on all of its transmitted qualities. Thought carries the impression until it transmits its expression, and then that expression encompasses the impression, drawing it continuously into manifestation. Just prior to the realization of the totality of the image, that is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, here in the ninth level, the reflection or likeness of the glory of Hashem is seen from below, presenting itself as the higher Chachma. This is the awareness of the initial awakening that is now culminated in a form. What is this like? A king instructs a minister to carry out his instructions for improving his impoverished lands to the south. The minister makes many changes, and finally, just prior to the king's arrival, on the next day, he looks around and realizes the depths of his accomplishments. The entire area is thriving due to the king's instruction, which has been perfectly carried out. Therefore, when the king does come wearing his crown, the Keter at the 10th level, of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, there can only be the awareness of the king throughout everything. The higher conceptions of Bria and Atzilut become increasingly higher in their conceptions, so that even their expressions are unable to be contained within an adequate description, regardless of the magnificence of the visions. Think of your mind as a landscape of thought. Due to the unconscious nature of mind and not of thought, this landscape needs to be explored. The vowel points, in fact, give depth to each letter. And because of this, the letters can be enunciated. Without the vowels, those letters retain their structure, but are lacking in meaning. The same thing is true in mind, in that without awareness, mind retains the structure of thought, but not its deeper meanings. It could be said that mind without self-discovery is one dimension instead of being six-dimensional, as when the wheels turn this way and that. Each turning reveals another aspect, all integral to the whole. In the shorthand of the Kabbalah and the Dekude Zohar, the Vav represents these six dimensions, also called Zeranpin, referencing the six Sephirot from Bina through Hod. Holiness is incomplete without its connecting links. The Vav is that connecting link. Ezekiel's construction is none other than the architecture of thought, as we see that there is one inside another, as the Vav is contained within the form of the Aleph. Learning how to delineate this construction is contained in the deepening awareness that is the result of its contemplation. And all this is the mystery of Ezekiel's construction, within the mystery of the points. And furthermore, regarding the mystery of the points, they are to be revised. Concerning the Patach, the numerical value of the letters are equal to Yud. And it is written, you open your hand and satisfy every living thing with favor. And they have determined, do not read your hand, but rather your Yuds. That's the end of section 7A, the end of our class for tonight. Are there any questions? Tomorrow we will have four classes. The first one will be at 7:30 West Coast time. It will be a Slichot class. The second one will be at 4:30. West Coast time, and that will be a mini Zohar class. The third one will be at 7 p.m., and that will be questions and answers. And the fourth class will be at Tikkuni Zohar at 8:30. Hope to see you at one or all of these classes. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful evening.
Hello. Shalom.